clearly, Sir Geoffrey, Stuart is talking about Charter NI, an organisation that has many decent, law-abiding people who don't have any criminal background in it. They're doing good work. But he's clearly alluding to people in Charter NI who have a UDA background.
Well, Stephen, look, there are people in our government who have a background in paramilitary activity, and yet they get elected to ministerial office, and I don't elect them, the people do. So, you know, because someone has a background doesn't mean they can't make a positive contribution to our society. That is not the question. The question is what they're doing now. The question is, have they made the transformation? Have they moved away from their paramilitary past and embraced the future, which is about making a positive contribution?
Well, let me ask you a straight-up question. Do you think the UDA are still collecting protection money in Northern Ireland?
I have little doubt that in some parts of Northern Ireland, the UDA is involved in organised crime, as is the UVF, as is the dissident Republican groups. Yeah, we know that. And Stephen, in relation to Charter NI, let me be very, very clear about this. I don't believe that we should prejudice an entire organisation because of the actions of one individual that now has been has stepped aside from their position. And I know that
he hasn't stepped aside, has he?
That is the information I have, Stephen. Perhaps you know something different.
Because that's an important point. So your information is that Dee Stitt has stepped aside from his position as CEO of Charter NI, is it?
Well, that's the information that I have, Stephen. Obviously, there's a process that has to be gone through, as you would know, when it comes to organise any organisation. There is employment law. You've got to follow certain procedures. I'm not on the board of Charter NI, so I don't know the exact detail of all of this. But I'm certainly aware of reports in the public domain to that effect.
Well, we need to ask Charter NI for a response to that, which we will do. So the breaking news this morning is that the DUP MP, Geoffrey Donaldson, has said it's his understanding that the CEO of Charter NI, Dee Stitt, has stood aside from his position as the CEO of that organisation. Charter NI, within the last few seconds, are telling the Nolan Show that they are refusing to comment on the matter. So Charter NI not distancing themselves from that comment from Geoffrey Donaldson this morning that Dee Stitt is gone from his job as CEO of Charter NI. How long will that government, will that organisation, who has taken many millions of pounds, been given many, many millions of pounds of your taxpayers' money, of your money, they control many millions of pounds of your money, and they are now refusing to comment as to who their CEO currently is. How is that tenable? How is that sustainable? And Geoffrey Donaldson saying this morning that Dee Stitt is gone. Let's see what we find out about that throughout the course of the programme.